This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Three Colorado congressmen have sent a letter to insurance companies pushing them to extend additional living expenses for Marshall Fire survivors. The letters, signed by Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, as well as Representative Joe Neguse, ask 10 insurance providers to extend coverage from 24 months to 36 months. The two-year anniversary of the fatal fire is this December. COVID-19 hospitalizations are back up again this week and are at their highest levels since the start of the year. CPR health reporter John Daly.
Right now, there are 236 people hospitalized with confirmed coronavirus cases. That's around the same number as this time last year. The rate of positive tests and the number of cases are also up. And two dozen utilities, including some large ones on the Front Range, are showing steady increases in viral concentrations found in wastewater. The number of patients diagnosed with COVID when visiting an emergency department is up slightly. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Tomorrow, decorated coffins on wheels will speed down the main street of Manitou Springs for the annual Emma Crawford Coffin Races. Jenna Gaius with the Manitou Springs Chamber of Commerce says the event reflects the spirit of the city.
Keeping it weird, having fun, don't take things too seriously. For me, it's seeing the sheer joy and excitement on everyone's face.
The races start at noon. Several roads, including Manitou Avenue, will close from 9 to 3 for the event. Snow, heavy at times, will develop in southern Colorado tomorrow and spread northward through the overnight hours. This is CPR News and KRCC.